To understand the impact of the drought in the Sierra Nevada forests, one need only visit Al Anderson's 800-acre ranch in Mariposa County. Loggers are busy cutting down trees on his property. Anderson says over the last 2 years, he's watched his trees die.
We took out more than 40 loads in April and May, and we thought we pretty much had it. But then the day after the loggers left, we noticed more trees were dying.
Trees are falling victim to three things right now: drought, the pine beetle, and then wildfires. Each of these stressors on its own is bad enough, but together they feed on each other. That's accelerating the pace of the die-off. Robert Georgie has been helping Anderson cut down the trees. He holds up a stump he cut just a few hours earlier.
The very center of the trees are just dry. I mean, almost hollow sounding to hit. No water, they can't fight them off.
It doesn't help that Anderson's property is next to the Sierra National Forest. Dead trees from a wildfire 2 years ago are attracting the bugs, and they're spreading onto Anderson's property. Anderson stands on a ridge overlooking a valley with huge swaths of dead brown trees.
This entire ridge up here, the part that wasn't burnt, the bugs got the rest of it.
Aerial surveys by the Forest Service show more than 18 million dead trees in the Sierra Forest, but there are millions more around the state. Matt Diaz is with the California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection.
Mortality in our state's forest is as bad as we've seen in any recent history, going back decades, at least, if not recorded history.
Diaz says the board recently took the unprecedented step of relaxing rules that limit the amount of trees a landowner can remove because all the dead trees increase the wildfire risk. But what to do with all the dead trees is another problem. Al Anderson says sawmills are backlogged.
There's so much supply that's outstripping demand. The mills are full of logs because of all the fires and all the bug kill. And some mills won't take any more trees at all, period.
For now, the dead trees sit in his yard, wrapped in plastic, until he can get a sawmill to take them. The dead trees aren't just a burden for landowners. About 4 hours north of Anderson's property, PG&E crews are cutting down four dead ponderosa pine trees that threaten to take down power lines. Jeff Mussel is the vegetation program manager.
3 months ago, we were out here, and these trees were not dead. And now they are. So the amount of time that it's taking for trees to go from healthy green appearance to ultimately dead is extremely rapid.
Mussel says watching the hillsides turn brown is devastating to witness. Bridget Fithian with the Sierra Foothill Conservancy agrees. She says if this continues, there will be no conifers left.
It's like a freight train, basically, at this point, moving through the whole Sierra. And in our lifetimes, we're probably going to see a dramatic conversion of this landscape.
Fithian says the Sierra could be transformed into a landscape that mirrors Southern California. All Al Anderson can do is watch.
Emotionally, it's pretty difficult. You know, I mean, this was my pride and joy. And, you know, sitting here watching it getting destroyed by this little bug is hard to take.
In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.